You may have already seen this remarkable video. It's filmmaker Jeremiah McDonald in a conversation with his childhood self.
I think I'd like to talk to myself in the future. Yes, that's something that I'll do.
That's Jeremiah 20 years ago.
I'm 12 years old. How old are you?
32.
Ah.
Yeah.
You look older.
Well, thank you. Older than 32, you mean?
Yes.
Oh, even better. Good.
Goes to show how much things have changed, yes.
It does.
You're getting older, man. How are things, you know?
Okay.
The video has gone viral, and we were inspired by it as well. So we asked you, our listeners, what would you say to your 12-year-old self if you could have a conversation across time and across decades? Listener Bob wished that as a 12-year-old, he'd apply himself more as a Boy Scout.
Stay with Boy Scouts and earn the rank of Eagle, something that I didn't do as a child, but my wife and I coaxed my son gently into continuing that. It probably would have, you know, helped me build some friendships and long-term relationships the way he's gaining them at camp. It would have possibly opened some career opportunities and definitely, I think, helped me earlier in public speaking, something I had to adapt to much later in life.
And then Mike in Massachusetts had a pretty similar message. Keep your head down and do well in school.
Well, my parents had sent me to a pretty exclusive mainline Philadelphia prep school. And for whatever reason, I was not invited back to attend high school. And if I had to go back and talk to my 12-year-old self, I would say, hey, you know, just relax, take it easy, get the grades, forget what these rich kids say, and then beat them at their own game. The chips are stacked against you, you know, when you have that opportunity and you throw it away.
Some advice here for the little girl that listener Jessica was.
I would tell my 12-year-old self to always be herself and to be sure to honor herself more than others in certain situations. Now that I'm a bit older than 12, I can see the places, like, in my life where I'd neglected to take care of myself throughout the years. You know, for example, moms really like to chide their girls about how they look and stuff, and in reality it's like, well, I'm 5'8 and I'm supposed to weigh this much. So, I mean, the happy ending is I have a pretty independent life, that I have enough friends to actually be able to do the work that it takes to kind of get back on to the right path and lead a life that hopefully make me happy and live till I'm 90 as a nice person.
And David, he wishes he could tell his 12-year-old self not to miss a certain key opportunity to get his first kiss.
When I was 12, that was the first year I was at a sleepaway camp, and I was not a very outdoorsy kid, and I'm still not outdoorsy. So I had brought with me a lot of these Star Trek books to read while everyone else went out and played kickball. There was a girl in the camp who was kind of in a similar situation. So she was 13 and I was 12, and that makes a big difference between boys and girls at that age. And she had told me as we got closer to this dance at the end of the camp term that she wanted to go to the dance with me. I think I actually ran, or maybe I just walked away very rapidly. And that was pretty much the last time I spoke with her. So what I would tell my 12-year-old self is, you know, go to that dance because I wouldn't wind up kissing a girl till high school.
What would I tell my 12-year-old self? Well, to start off, I'd say, don't get that haircut right before high school. Your hair was never meant to be short, my friend. Also, you're right. Your family is not normal. And it's all okay. College is way better than high school. Hold your breath for the next 4 years and you'll make it. We want to hear from you. What would you tell your 12-year-old self if you could? Call us at 8778-MYTAKE.